approval of approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 455475 through 455498 and 455500 through 455544. Warrants 7228 through 7231 and 3 journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion to carry.
Move to approve check number 455499.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion to carry. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session July 8, 2019.
Move to approve previous minutes of July 8, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I have two erroneous assessments, abatement numbers 205023, 205024. These are the same two abatements that have been tabled till today.
What statute are you presenting these abatements under?
Erroneous assessment is all I know that they are.
Is that 137-270 that we...
I would have to go and look that
up. Commission to hear and determine erroneous assessments?
I would have to go look that up to see if that was the exact statute.
If that is what there's being presented under, then... I don't see if we have any authority to.
Sir?
For 2017 and 18. Were the owners here that want to?
You want to come on up to the mic? Can I get you to state your name for the record?
Okay, Curtis Jared. And
Lee Babbitt, Baker Brady.
Okay.
Thank you.
I guess a quick question. So, are we still having this hearing about the statute? Or?
In 2017 and 2018, when you received the tax bill, if you disagreed with the assessment, you would have went before the Board of Equalization in that year, in July. And then when you received the tax bill, once again you had the opportunity to pay under protest on an if you felt the tax bill was incorrect.
So we are not the owners of the physical property. We're the owners of the billboard structure that sits on the property. And Mr. Sam Bailey is the owner of the property. And we came into partnership to take the old, the old broken down billboard, digital billboard off there, I guess it had been towards the end of last year, and we erected a brand new board that actually works. And so we found out about tax not being paid on a structure that we own on a piece of property whose taxes haven't been paid. So that's why we're here and looking at that on what the assessed value of that structure was is over double what we even paid to put on a new board.
Okay, the tax bill is for the billboard. It's for the billboard. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. And when you buy a piece of property or enter into an agreement on a piece of property, like, of course, you probably, I don't know if you didn't go through a title search on the billboard, but it's shown that there's taxes due. So the taxes were due. And when did you take over the lease of the billboard?
We didn't take over the lease of the billboard. We actually partnered with the current property owner that owned the structure. And so we put a digital board, we took the old digital board down and put a new digital board and entered into a partnership to operate it and put a new board on there. And we did that in late fall, early winter of last year.
What I meant is, as a commission, we're just to rule on when it's brought to us if an assessed value is correct, if there's been an error in the assessor's office, that's called, but the, not the assessed value, if there's been an error, if he's made a, but what you're questioning is his assessed value on the billboard.
Correct. And we're not disputing that the taxes hadn't been paid. We are aware of that now. And we plan to have those paid this week. And we understand that there are late fees. We understand that. We're not saying that the late fees should be waived. All we're saying is the assessed value that was placed on this in 17 and 18 that haven't been paid, and then for 19 as well, for whatever that assessed value is assessed at, needs to be corrected to what the real value of the billboard structure is. The overall value with the sign, the structure, and everything is about $150,000. The assessed value was like $300,000.
The market value?
Yes.
I could interrupt. 352. 314, 352. That's what you're looking for.
Like, if you disagreed with the 2019 market value or assessment that the assessor puts on the books, you go before the Board of Equalization, month of July. 2017 and 2018, the owner of the billboard had the opportunity at that same time. They would have went before the Board of Equalization, and they could have paid under protest.
We just own the structure portion. Mm-hmm. Or in partnership with Mr. Bailey.
The billboard.
The billboard.
Yes.
And so we've been made aware of the situation, which is why we're here. He lives in Mountain Home. Mm-hmm. And so we're now in the process of changing it to where all assessments or all bills will come directly to our office to take care of. We've got other things that we pay in Caney County. We pay them on time. We've never paid them late. But when we're not aware of it, I know that you're probably thinking, well, that's not necessarily our problem, but we're here to try to correct that and also get the 17 and 18 assessed values corrected, since those have already come and gone. Now, I do know that one of the other partners of ours has contacted the assessor's office to have them go ahead and look at, with the new information that we provided them a copy of what the digital board cost and what a signed structure cost to put the billboard on. We provided them those numbers to show them that this is what the value is, what it would cost to build that, which is over double.
If they were building it today.
Which the assessed value is over double what that cost is. Mm-hmm. So all we're asking is to correct correct the assessed value for 17 and 18 and then get that going, get that change for 19 as well, so that we can go ahead and get the 17 and 18 taxes paid this week.
Were the 2017 taxes ever tried to be paid?
We weren't involved at the time. We just got involved.
Okay.
It just, like I said, we were just made aware of this not that long ago. That's why we're down here to deal with this.
Yeah. When you enter into an agreement on a piece of property, the taxes normally are paid at that time if they're not paid already through the purchase of the agreement. And if they're not, then the owner of it has to assume the taxes.
This didn't close through a title company or anything like that. That's not the way this transaction transpired. Transpired through an operating agreement.
That's just beyond our authority as a county commission.
What's the current value?
I believe it's like 115 when they came to me with the information.
You did lower it for 2019?
Correct. It's,
okay.
It's corrected for 19. 115, 340 appraised. 36, 910 assessed. If I might throw something in, just for your own benefit. As I've shared with Kevin, I believe it was on the phone or by way of email, and that's what brought about our correction. As I explained to him, you all probably understand, the assessor is responsible to set values by July 1st each year. When that happens, the assessor is, so to speak, locked out of changing any values. And the only, and this is where it gets legal, and Sheila brought up the statute. From my experience, it's questionable that the commission can change a value unless there's an error, a double assessment, where you assess the same house twice, maybe a calculation area, something like that. I've heard it said that you cannot change on this value just because the value is too high or too low. Now, again, that's over my head and I'm not an attorney, but commission is the place that goes next when the assessor can't do anything. Now, so I appreciate where the county commission sits, whether they can do something or not. Again, I'm crying uncle on that, so to speak, because I don't know whether there's any statute that allows that to happen.
Well, I think one of the issues that we're having is there's been an assessed value on a broken, non-functional piece of property that has no value. It actually costs us money to get rid of it. So it was assessed when there was no value there to begin with.